Governor Peter Shumlin has added his signature to an economic development bill designed to provide incentives to both businesses and workers. The bill expands existing programs and contains some new initiatives. VPR's Steve Zind explains.
It's law, team. Way to go.
The bill signing ceremony took place at Darn Tough Socks in Northfield, which plans a major expansion. Darn Tough President and CEO Rick Cabot says the bill responds to some fundamental problems businesses face.
We want to make sure that not only people stop leaving the state, but people come here and they see Vermont as a good place to work, as a good place to start a family and to grow a family.
The bill's most controversial provision changes a tax incentive program to help businesses create new jobs. The change lowers the wage requirement for companies in some parts of the state with higher unemployment. Opponents had argued that the wage is too low. Different parts of the bill benefit different constituencies. The elimination of a cloud tax on software that is accessed remotely was hailed by the Vermont tech sector. The bill provides down payment assistance for first-time home buyers in hopes of helping workers. And there's money for worker education and training. One little discussed provision increases from $75,000 to $250,000 annually the amount that alternative lenders, someone other than a bank or credit union, can loan to a Vermont business without needing a license from the state. Susan Donegan is commissioner of the Department of Financial Regulation.
The limit has been raised a couple of times in the past several years, and I think that some of that has been a recognition that people actually need more money to build things or expand their business.
Access to traditional loans has become more difficult in the post-recession era. Karn Cross is co-founder of Fresh Tracks Capital in Shelburne. Cross says the previous lower lending limit meant smaller and startup companies couldn't get the loans they needed, so they ended up selling a portion of their business to investors instead, which wasn't a very attractive option to many.
They were kind of in no man's land, probably, too small and too young and too early for a bank or a credit union. They were forced essentially to sell a piece of their company.
Cross says raising the loan limit for unlicensed lenders is a positive step that will most likely be attractive to Vermont individuals who have the financial capacity to make loans. But he thinks the $250,000 loan limit is too low to attract finance companies from out of state. Ultimately, Cross would like to see no license requirement for alternative lending, which is the approach he says most other states take. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.